Hi everyone, welcome to the January monthly update for the managed accounts. My name is Daniel Chu and I'm joined by Alex Kuzley from the strategist team. We had a very strong return in 2023 with equity markets rallying, the 70/30 managed account up approximately 11%. How did things fare in January, Alex?
Hey Dan, it's a good question. So we saw global equities up slightly through the month of January. We actually saw some non-US outperformance. So Japan continuing in a very strong performance along with Europe. We saw bond yields moving slightly higher through the month, and that really comes around the main focus of January was really the Federal Reserve meeting, where we saw them essentially pushing back a little bit on the market's optimism that the Fed could start cutting rates as early as March. Now, we think that we will see rate cuts this year. March might be a little bit too early, but nevertheless, interest rates have peaked from the Federal Reserve. We think interest rates have peaked from the Reserve Bank of Australia, and that we're going to see interest rate cuts begin probably around May or June for the US, and then a bit later for Australia and other regions. What that has meant for the economic outlook is that we still think recession risk is elevated, given that we have had those really big increases in interest rates over the last 18 months. And so we're very much on lookout for signs that the economy is slowing more meaningfully than expected. But for now, the central banks are looking to cut rates on the back of disinflation. And so that, is a positive story overall.
Thank you very much. So, in terms of performance, the 70/30 managed portfolio was up another 1%. So, following that similar rate of increase from 2023, we've seen stronger markets and again posting a positive return. In terms of contributors to excess returns on the Aussie equity side of things, we saw another month of good performance from the direct stock portfolio, in particular, Aristocrat Leisure. And Brambles outperforming against the index. The banks were stronger as well. Some of our managers saying that a lot of money that was invested in China when it comes to Asia Pacific regional tilts is now starting to land in Aussie banks. That is the first time I've heard that in a very long time. And so we did see banks rally. The other good thing is that we've avoided a lot of the miners that have underperformed during the corner, specifically in lithium as an area that's weaker. Also, in terms of the positive ledger, some of our managers like Wellington and Morgan Stanley have done well when it comes to global equity stock selection, preferring those tech-type stocks. On the detractors, our overweight to US small cap emerging markets, despite paring them back about 2 years ago, I have continued to lag against the behemoth of US large cap. They continue to do very well. And then finally, just to round it out, in terms of portfolio activity, in late January, we started to trade our portfolios towards a new Aussie Equity Direct rebalance. And so we have seen about eight new names come into the portfolio, and eight older names been taken out. So there's quite a lot of new names in there. It's got to do with the factor rotations. It's been a volatile market. Earnings have seen some winners, some losers, and valuations have changed as well. As we update these factors every 6 months, we have now rotated and added a few new names. The total level of turnover is still similar to prior quarters. But the number of names is slightly higher than in the past. In addition to this rebalance, we've reduced our exposures to Aussie equities and global fixed income, about a 1% reduction overall. It's a slight trim, and it's similar to what I've been saying. We want to stay disciplined. As equities rally, I'm hearing a lot of noise, a lot of we're hearing a lot of people starting to chase the market, underweights being taken out, going back to neutral. We've been long on the equity market. We think now's the time to be neutral. And so rebalancing into rallies makes sense for us. So just to repeat, we're close to neutral, but as the market rallies, we want to be trimming. And I think that's the right discipline to have as we navigate 2024. And we're already seeing a lot of volatility around central banks. Will they cut, not cut? Expectations are high. And for now, we just want to stick to the equity market rally, but be disciplined. I think that's a good summary of where we're at. And thank you very much for listening in, and look forward to giving another update next month. Thanks.